San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown flew back home last night, cutting short a trip to China to deal with something of a palace coup writ small. While the mayor was out of town, Supervisor Chris Daley was appointed acting mayor for one day on Wednesday, ostensibly to fulfill ceremonial obligations and act in case of emergency. Instead, Daley used his one-day mayoralty to appoint two people to the city's powerful Public Utilities Commission. Well, just 18 minutes after those appointees were sworn in, the mayor's aides revoked Daley's status as acting mayor. An outraged Willie Brown raced home from Asia, and a fellow supervisor accused Daley of provoking a constitutional crisis almost. Supervisor Daley joins us now from his office at City Hall. Thanks for being with us.
It's good to be on.
Many are saying that you overstepped the bounds of what an acting mayor is supposed to do. Why did you do it?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the acting mayor is a pretty serious position. It has all the powers and responsibilities of mayor. I exercised some of the powers in appointing Robin Chang and Adam Werbach to the Public Utilities Commission, which, among other things, handles the water delivery system to almost the entire Bay Area. I did it because it's an important agency, an incredibly important agency, one where if you live in the Bay Area and you turn your tap on, you expect clean water to come out. I was very afraid that less qualified appointments would get in.
But you didn't think that Mayor Brown would look at what you'd done and say, gee, thanks, Supervisor Daley. I'm really glad you did that while I was out of town. I didn't know what I was going to do with those appointees.
Well, he could have reacted a couple of different ways. And, you know, right now he's taken the appointments as a slight of him, and that's not really what this is. What it really is appointments of two highly qualified candidates that are now sitting on the PUC Commission. And I'll tell you, for the region, I even think for the nation, this is going to be a good thing. These are incredibly qualified San Franciscans for these posts.
This sounds like something that you had in the works for a while. You actually had letterhead printed up that read acting mayor when you made this announcement.
Well, you know, there's been much made of this. I basically took my electronic stationery and took member of the Board of Supervisors off and put acting mayor in. It took about 35 or 40 seconds, and nothing to cost the taxpayers anything. So I wouldn't really call that getting stationery printed up, but you know, certainly I wanted to make sure that it was clear that my actions were taken as acting mayor and in that role and not as a member of the Board of Supervisors.
Mr. Daley, your relationship with Mayor Willie Brown has not been the most peaceful in the past. You apparently had a shouting match a couple of years ago that almost came to blows. His spokesman is now calling you the spoiled little brat of San Francisco politics.
You know, certainly tensions are going to be running high very much through this. However, I've tried to focus attention on the needs over at the PUC, on utility issues locally, regionally, and nationally, and on the qualifications of the new commissioners. And that's what I'm trying to focus on.
I think it's safe to say that your chance of getting another shot at acting mayor under Willie Brown are not too good?
Well, if you're mayor of San Francisco and you want the city to keep moving forward while you're out of the state, I think I'd be a fine selection for acting mayor.
Supervisor Daley, thanks so much.
Hey, not a problem.
San Francisco Supervisor Chris Daley, who used his powers as acting mayor to appoint two members to the city's Public Utilities Commission while Mayor Willie Brown was out of town. City attorneys say the appointments appear to be legal and will stand unless Mayor Brown can convince 8 of the 11 supervisors to reject them.